are Dudes with Hobbies, and today we'll be discussing books.
Peace sign. Hello.
Hello. Good hobbies.
So what are we going to talk about today, guys? Books. Hey.
Sure.
Is it books? All right. That's fine.
All right.
What kind of book do you want to talk about?
The Bible.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's going to be the best one.
Maybe we should wait that one until the end.
The Quran?
Let's start with something.
Harry Potter.
There you go. Okay. What about it?
What about it?
It's actually one of the first books that I've read.
Okay.
And the way I've read it is I have started reading it, and it was super dry, so I had to, like, power through it, because everyone kept telling me, like, it's such a good book, such a good book. You got to read it. You got to read it, dude. Uh-huh. And then, like, after the first three pages, I don't remember how, but I finished the whole series in, like, a week.
Oh, wait, yeah. Was this before or after you watched the movies?
After.
Oh, okay.
The books were so much better. I was able to, like, separate the movies and the books. Like, every time they talked about Harry Potter, I wasn't imagining Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, that's hilarious. I don't know. I don't think I could go back and read and not picture anybody else but the characters that we're used to seeing.
Actually, like, I read the book first, and then after watching the movie, I picture them in the book. Actually, it's pretty nice. I like Hermione. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yep. I mean, it's not too bad. I think the movies, like, deliver a lot better than a lot of different kind of transfer. Because remember, like, a lot of book make into a movie and then never make it, right? Mm-hmm. But Harry Potter, actually, it's a very, very good book that's made into a movie. The same with Lord of the Ring. It's very good.
Yeah, that one's really nice.
Yep. Yeah, one of the examples of bad books and movies is Eragon, for example.
That was Eragon was so good in
the
book.
Was good.
Really?
And then in the movie, they just, like, shitted on it, like, on the whole time.
It was so cringy.
Like, that you gotta cringe the whole time.
So you're saying the book was 100 times better than the movie?
Yeah, okay. A lot better.
I'll have to check that one out, because I thought the movie was all right, but it just wasn't.
The movie
could have been so good.
Could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, there's few books to beginner, like beginner, if they want to read about different kind of stuff.
Okay.
I would recommend, like, if you like sci-fi or if you like a scientific book, Buppyverse. That's one book I would recommend for sci-fi people who want to read about technologies and stuff.
Buppyverse?
Yeah, Buppyverse, like Buppy. And then it's like it's pretty cool.
That's hilarious. I'm going to have to see that.
Yeah, it's the book is pretty nice. It's talk about the future where you can converse your conscious into a cube, and then you can live forever. And what happened in the book is that the Earth, like, in far back, whereas it involved a lot of religion in there, and it's got convoluted, and everybody want to kill each other, so they have a program called whatever in there, right? And it's convert the conscious of people, and it's transfer that conscious into a cube, and it's gonna send it to the space in order to preserve the human race, right?
Wasn't that, like, a part
it's
of
a video game too, isn't it?
No, it's just a book.
Wasn't it, like, that Netflix series of
Black Mirror?
Yeah, that one exactly.
Oh, I just know there's a game called Soma where you play as, like, this person that's been abandoned in, like, this scientific station way in the future when the whole Earth was, like, flooded. So they made, like, this base on the deeps of the ocean. And then at the end of the game, you have to, like, choose if you want to stay, if you want to leave and, like, join, like, this woman that you've been trying to find. Mm-hmm. And it turns out it's the whole humanity is just a bunch of thoughts in a rocket circling around the Earth hoping that things would get better.
Oh, no, this is completely different. So
that,
this
that
is
sounds cool,
weird.
Though.
It's so cool, but this is completely different in the case of this guy. See, they have three factor in there, and the unit to stay send him to the space, but the Earth's still there, the people are still there.
Oh, okay.
So, but this guy, he was a millionaire in when he was young, and course. he signed up for the program where he preserve his brain in case of he die. He didn't know he gonna get into a cube.
Oh my god, you're like spoiling it.
But that's the premise of the book.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot more.
I would hope okay. so. It sounds really nice.
I hope so. And then they finish the book and then and they're the, like, fucking lied. There was nothing more.
No, there's a lot more. And the problem with the dude, it was like, I didn't sign up for this. What the fuck, man?
he signed up exactly for that.
Yeah, he was like, I signed up to be rich, just not to be, like, working for you guys.
Do you guys prefer a printed book or an audiobook or an electronic book?
I'm a listener. I prefer to hear the story and then just, I guess, imagine it in my head.
I think I'm with Miguel too, but, like, some book doesn't have audible, so I would like to have, like, read it.
But would you like the hard copy where you turn the pages yourself, or like one that you can?
Yeah. Oh, so for the whole series of Harry Potter, I just read it by just turn the page and stuff like that. But as I got older, I didn't have time to read it anymore. Mm-hmm. So I have to go to with the listening. Oh. And it's actually not too bad.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like that's my way of enjoying the book, is to listen to the story.
If you don't have time to stay down and read it, then I would recommend you listen to it. So on eBay they have a bunch of audio, like MP3 they send you. So that one's pretty good.
Oh, nice. Or Humble Bundle, they also do audiobooks.
Yeah,
like a bundle of them, pretty cheap too.
Yep.
I would say for me it would be depending on what you're doing. So, like, if I'm driving or I'm walking somewhere, obviously I'm not going to read a book. You know, I'm going to listen to it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's November and it's getting, you know, yucky outside. So, it's, like, the perfect weather to, like, just grab a book, wrap yourself in towels, and just, you know, get some hot tea.
Fair enough.
Not towels. Sorry, blankets.
Yeah, I was over here thinking like
a shower. Or towels, you know? You do what you want to do, you know?
That's true.
It's your life. No one's going to tell you.
Maybe
you
a wrap super yourself fluffy towels. Towel. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough.
I see.
Oh,
I mean, but no, you can do a lot of things in November too. I mean, that doesn't have to read the book. Cause for me, like, I don't really have time to read books, to be honest. Like, there's so many things to do, and I couldn't actually just stay down in one place for a few hours and read it.
Mm-hmm. What do you do in November, Key?
You make the time. It's so cold.
You make
outside.
The fucking time.
I mean, it's I guess nicer. I mean.
No, it's been fucking cold today. I had to go to work today, like, wake up at 6 in the morning. It was fucking freezing.
Yeah, I don't miss that, sorry.
No, it's okay. No rest for the wicked, you know? Gotta make the bling bling to get the ching ching, you know?
Yeah, you do what you gotta do.
God, that is the whitest phrase I've ever said in my life.
That's alright.
Yeah.
No, I think over here it gets just, like, 60, 50 maybe, and that's cold.
Maybe we should do, like, recommendations of the books that we liked. Because Keith got me hooked on Red Rising, which he gave me for my birthday. He gave me Audible subscription. And he gave me 7 credits so I could pick 7 different books that I liked.
Oh.
And I've listened to Red Rising maybe, like, 10 to 15 times already. And it is, like, 3 books and they're 8 hours each.
Oh, nice.
Which is so good.
No, it's not 8 hours each. It's 20 hours each.
20 hours each, yeah. I've listened to them maybe, like, 10 times. It's so good.
Nice.
About the revolution and interstellar planets and the travel and the atomic warfare in the space is just so good.
Sounds really cool.
So the book premise was Game of Thrones plus Star Wars.
Okay.
Plus
or Star Trek.
Hunger Game. Plus you know,
no way.
Yes, it's like that.
First book was kind of like Hunger Games, to be honest. Because they're in school and they're trying to train him to be like this dominant species.
Wait. Calm down.
Spoilers.
Spoiler.
It's not really spoiler.
It's spoiler. It's not in a premise.
Okay, the premise is you can't control human beings to think and do as you would
okay
want them to.
Interesting.
I don't know, but this is a pretty good book. I mean, that's was one of my favorite, not top favorite, but my favorite book to listen to.
What's your top favorite?
The Wheel of Times, and then Bobbyverse, and The Way of King.
Interesting.
The Way of King was an interesting book. Everybody loves it, but to me, there's so much story going on that it's at one point you're just like, ugh. Can we just skip through this? Okay, I get it. All right, what's next? And then like the last like 30 minutes of the book, you can't stop listening to it because like all this shit starts like unraveling, and you're like, oh my god, what's next? And they're like, please buy the next book. And you're like, fuck.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
That's literally how
I don't know what you listen. I don't know what kind of shit you listen to. But it's completely not. It's like, so I like epic fantasy. That's my gender. Mm-hmm. Like I love your epic gender. Fantasy. Gender or whatever it is.
Genre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if it's epic fantasy, it's a yes.
Oh, okay. Now, would you be looking for this like online and you just look up the genre, or do you have like a specific place that you go to that recommends?
I would try just Google probably, you know, and just figure out what genre you like, or maybe if you want to, you know, explore a little bit, just type some genres and be like best-selling books and just see what the books have in common or something, I guess, with your genre that you're picking, and then just, you know, try them out.
Oh, I do. Think about
and it. The rule of thumb is, I think, usually about like 20 pages in, if you don't like it, then maybe you should stop reading. But
don't listen to him.
Harry Potter example, you know?
So it's at least to have two chapters, you don't like it. Not like 20 pages. 20 pages not even reached the surface of anything.
That's what I was going to say. Is that like.
At least like.
I mean, it
at
depends.
Least,
if we're talking 20 PDF pages, then that reaches probably the center of the book.
20 PDF pages should be okay. I mean. So the Way of King book is almost 1,000 page.
No way, that's so many pages.
The first book.
Oh.
The first book. Eek. So it's Stormlight Archive. That's what the series. So I mean for me, for the books, if I actually didn't like it, it's where I don't like the ideas. But this author, like I like was Brandon Sanderson.
Okay.
He's actually a pretty good author, and I like him. And The Wheel of Time is completely different. It's almost the same, but it's different because this guy already died. He's dead. But his book is long. Like, The Wheel of Time series is around 14 books. And some of the books is like 40 hours long.
So how big are these actual books?
Few thousands.
That's ridiculous.
The whole book, I don't know. The whole book is gonna take you like almost 200 or 300 hours to finish. It's almost like a game.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's some dedication right there. Oof.
Yeah, The Wheel of Time took me 6 months.
So I guess your real time was 6 months. Nice.
Well, because at the 10 book or the number 9 book, whatever, I couldn't like stomach through it to finish it.
It was just, what do you mean?
It was just like dragging and all that stuff. I was so tired with it.
Oh, but you already had started.
Yeah, so I want to finish it.
Gotcha.
And then because the author died at the 10 book, and the last 3 book is when the other guy, Sam, Brandon Sanderson, finished it. And that's when I try to pick it up again. And it's got really good. The last 3 books, even it's like 35 to 40 hours each book. But it's so interested because he tie on the other book, like the 10 book, right? He tie on the mystery and everything combined together. He tied it back and it was so interesting. So you couldn't actually just put it down and go somewhere. You have to just listen to it or read it.
Okay, fair enough.
So that's for me about books, right? So the interesting thing about book is they create a world that you want to live in, or you want to explore more, and that's the book that gave it to me. Because if you watch some movie and stuff like that, it's kind of nice, but it doesn't go into that deep into that because it's only like an hour or 2 hours for each movie. Mm-hmm. Why is in a book you have to get involved into it, you have to imagine it, you have to think about like, okay, this character, like personalities and stuff like that. Because some of the book, like the personality of the character is very important. Some of them like have like a really weird personality. Mm-hmm. But so one of the epic fantasy read book I read was it's called what is it called? Name of the Wind.
So, that's also a good book.
Yeah, Name of the Wind. Yeah, this guy personality, I hate him. From well, I don't hate his overall personality, but I hate his like angry. It's because at some point when the thing doesn't like or doesn't feel like it, he doesn't have the calmness of what I expected. Right, he just go angry on the time. Oh. He spit fire.
Yeah. And what kind of genre book is this?
It's also epic fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but what kind of genre you like, Miguel?
I guess I would have to take Artem's advice and Google something and figure that out first.
No, you don't have to Google. So let's go to Goodreads. So there's a website, goodreads.com, and in there they have a lot of different type of book you can choose from, and then they have a rating on the stuff for you to actually check it out.
If you want like a really quick book that you don't have to spend like a lot of time, you know, reading or listening to, there's a very really good short book called Lord Loss. Mm-hmm. And it's about this because it's short, I don't know what information I can give out for it to be like, oh, okay. It's basically about this universe where people can play the chess with the devil. Mm-hmm. And if they win in the chess, they get one of their wishes fulfilled, whatever. Ooh. You want it to be.
What if they
so
lose?
This book, you'll find out.
Oh, my God.
But there's this family, and they're trying to win in chess. Mm-hmm. So they could get one of their wishes fulfilled. But then something happens, and then if you read the book, you'll find out what it is. But I thought it was a really, I finished it in maybe 3 to 4 hours of reading. So that's like nothing when it comes to like reading books. It's a pretty short book, but I thought like the ending, like the storyline and the plot was really good.
Okay, that's good. And what was that website again?
Goodread.com.
Goodread. Got it. Yeah. Okay.
In there, they have best fantasy, bad fiction, best non-fiction. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to ask, does it also give you options for like listening to books, or is that somewhere else?
Audible. Mm-hmm. Is where I actually try to go and get a sample. Because okay. Some of them, you can listen to the people who actually, because it depends on the caster too, right? So when they read the book, some of the caster actually really have a nice voice when smoothing, and they can change the character voice and depends on it. So I would one of the guy was Michael Kramer. Mm-hmm. And Nick Botel is pretty good. Michael Kramer is pretty good. And then one of the other guy was Tim Granger. I think he's the one who do the Red Rising, and his voice carry power. So good.
That's actually kind of interesting. Do these people like just read books for a living? Because that's kind of cool.
Yes. No, they do read books for a living. Yes.
I have a friend of mine that has a really nice, it's really like smooth voice. So when I call him on the phone, because we work together, and I'm just like, you need to work for like somewhere over the phone. That's actually really cool. I'll bring it up to him.
Yeah, you can do like casting, like mm-hmm. to read book, and you get royalty from the books too. So it's a good living.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if you like reading books.
Yeah, especially if you have a good author, and mm-hmm. then you like the book and you read different kind of character, different kind of voice, and you incorporate that in there, it's awesome.
Interesting. I'm sure it makes it more interactive in a sense.
And but they not only like, because most of the book they have like a main character is a guy. Mm-hmm. Some of the book is the girl. And the best female protagonist I would vote for was Mistborn. So that's the book, that's a trilogy. Mm-hmm. For Mistborn, and that's, they have a very good female characters.
Very cool.
Very cool. Yep. So I would recommend to finish that too. That thing is one of my top.
So many recommendations.
Yeah. I mean, like, for me, it's like if you get one book a year, finish one book a year, or two books a year, that would be a goal. But as soon as you get into the book world, when you actually read or listen to it, man, you can finish 20 books a year, no problem.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Especially Hardin was saying, if, you know, the colder season's coming and all you want to do is just lay in bed or read a good book or roll yourself in the blanket, whatever.
Yeah, no.
Or a
no.
towel. Or, don't forget the towel. Also viable option.
You can actually see him doing that, sipping his little tea with some.
Dude, I would fucking do that so hard. Especially if I had like one of those in areas in my house where it's like, what is it called, like a sunroom or something like that, mm-hmm. where like the windows like come out outside of the house and it's like a little like chest thing where you can put stuff inside. So you just sit there, you know, looking out the window. It rains. God, it's like a perfect day.
It does, yeah.
That would be a perfect day for me.
I thought your house they have a sun like glass on top of the roof. You should open that.
Yeah, not when it's raining, and yeah. I can't open that up. Yeah, I mean, it's shut.
I guess you guys both can kind of do that in your patios.
Yeah, but it's not the same. You want to be inside.
Oh, okay.
I mean, outside sounds good too. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Just read it anywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting.
Well, like I mean it's like some of the book you don't have to read it, got converted to movie and stuff, you can just watch it, like Good Omens.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the book from Neil whatever Garman, whatever the guy, the author. It's one of the best book, and then it got converted to a TV show from Amazon Prime.
Oh my god, Good Omens.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen the TV show. It's pretty good.
No
it's
way.
It's
pretty good. Okay, is this on, you said Amazon or?
Yeah, Amazon yeah. Prime. Yep.
Okay. I think we have that. We'll check it out.
Yep. So, I mean, it's funny, and it it's one of the thing like about books, right? You some of them you can convert to movie or TV show, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have time to read the books, watch movie. It's more fun.
Well, yeah. Some people
like Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. but Game of Thrones for me, I didn't like it because it's not finished yet. And if you guys realize you guys didn't like the season 8 because it's so rushed, because I don't know, the book's not even finished yet. How are you gonna finish the whole TV show with the books not finished? Doesn't make any sense.
That's very true, but I also haven't seen Game of Thrones. I think I watched like the first episode and I was like, ugh, this looks like a lot of work, so I kind of
oh my god, don't say that, you'll get crucified online for that. That is not a popular opinion, apparently.
Well, I mean, it's my opinion. It doesn't have to be popular. All I'm saying is I just wasn't a fan of it. I understand that it's a good show to a lot of people.
I'm the same with Miguel, though.
So, it's just...
Yeah, me too. I didn't see the hype about Game of Thrones that much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, I read the book into, like 3 or 2 chapter, mm-hmm. I think. Like, 5 chapter. I couldn't get into it at all. Like, I tried to get into it because I thought it's the hype and everything, but mm-hmm. I couldn't get into it. Like, I don't know why. Because, mostly because I expect more.
Uh-huh.
But it's, most of the stuff is like politics, and I hate politics in
yeah,
books.
Yeah, I did notice a little bit about that. And I think like the first season, they have to try to introduce so many characters and their backstories and how it all connects. But it was a little bit slow, and then I'm like, ugh.
Kind of like those Naruto fillers during mm-hmm. the Great War. You're just like, oh my god, I get it. Just get on with the story, dude.
Exactly. Like, we know what's
exactly.
going on.
And then they spend so much time introducing these characters, and then, like, a couple episodes later, yeah, they just kill them off.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
And I'm like...
Spoilers.
I don't know. I feel like, for me, Game of Thrones is not the thing that I liked. But in a sense, you have a lot of different kind of TV show you could watch with from the book.
I mean, Good Omens is a good one.
Good Omens is a good one, but it's good came out though. Like any old movie or not movie, TV show that from the book.
Oh,
TV show that's from the book. I don't know any.
Yes, I
don't know any good TV shows that are from the book. I mean, Lord of the Rings is one, and Harry Potter would be a good example.
That's a movie,
movies.
Not TV
yeah, I know,
show.
I know, I know, I know.
So I mean, I would like, if anybody listen to this, and if you guys can give us a comments or show us like what's a good TV show to watch with the book.
Based on the book, yeah.
Based on the book would be nice. Because the only thing I know is to just read the book instead of watch TV. So I don't know.
It seems like the exact opposite. I mean, if I end up watching something, I'm not going to go out of my way to read.
That's okay. I mean, I'm not going to like judge you on that because we add the same knowledge. Because even the book is more detailed, mm-hmm. but the plot is the same. What's the point, you know?
Right, right.
Another thing with the detail too, it's not just the detail. It's the fact that they describe you like a certain thing, mm-hmm. right? But every single person that reads it will think of a different way it is, you know? Like, the color of green will be different, the color of, you know, whatever, the shapes, even though it'll say round, but, like, how round, you know?
Right.
Like, everyone builds... I think that's why books are popular, or were popular, people mm-hmm. knew how to read, is because, you know, you yourself construct the world, you know? You're just given the guidelines to it. But everything else, it's kind of like when you're giving a picture, mm-hmm. right? And then they tell you, fill in the color. They'll tell you it's orange, but like, you know, what kind of orange? Is it like an actual orange? Is it like a yellow with red kind of orange? Is it like more, is there like a little bit of shade of green in the orange, you know? Like that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
It's okay. I mean, I like TV. Because I'm trying to watch the Expanse right now from Amazon Prime. And the Expanse is from one of the sci-fi book. From Jay McCory, I think, mm-hmm. and I liked it. I was like, yeah, this is pretty good. So I don't have to read the book.
You said it was a show.
Yeah, it's a show. The Expanse.
What is that about?
It's about sci-fi. It's about Mars when we colonize it, and then we have a technology to go into like space and stuff, universe. It's like sci-fi book.
No, I think it has this been out for a while?
It's been out for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been out for... Yeah.
I think I've seen the first episode and it seemed nice.
Same. I seen the first episode and I was like, oh, yep, this is pretty cool. I don't have to read a book. Why? I just watch this. It should be nice too. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I think that's one of the show I would actually enjoy watching.
Interesting.
Otherwise, I mean... I hope Red Rising go to a TV show because it's really, really good. Mm-hmm. And then maybe the Stormlight Archive, the Way of King. Man, that thing is good. Talk about the TV series. So The Wheel of Time mm-hmm. is going to come to Amazon soon because they're making a TV show out of it.
Oh, nice.
So you guys don't have to read a book. How nice.
How nice. But there's one if you want to.
Yep. Because most of the time we're talking about like sci-fi, fantasy. Anybody want to read about like thriller or a bromance, you know?
Probably not. No, I don't.
You guys want to talk about like the genres that you guys would never read?
Romance? What the
romance?
Crap?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just
I also can't do like mystery stories.
Oh.
Same.
I don't know.
Because from all the mystery stories I've read, mm-hmm. they're always really long, right? Mm-hmm. And like if you like summarize the book, it's literally like one page. But because they have to create like this atmosphere, and because they have to like get you hooked, and because they have to like make it seem plausible and stuff like that, there's just so much going. It's kind of like watching a horror movie, you know? Mm-hmm. Like if nobody trips in the horror movie, everybody fucking lives, you know? Like that sort of thing with like. Like horror movie, horror books and like detective books, it's always been like that with me and I just can't stand reading them. Because mm-hmm. like with fantasy, right, there's like a progression of storyline that happens. But with like detective books, from the ones I've read so far, they've always been like something happens, then there's like some sort of investigation, you know, stuff happens, and then at the end you're just kind of like, boom, this is the person, you know? Or like, this is what happened, you know? And you're just like, okay.
And then what?
Yeah, and so...
No,
so
I see what
so
you're
that was
saying.
The guy that killed him?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool.
I guess to some people that would be nice to, I guess, what's it called? Because like you said, they have to create the illusion. They have to make something there that
Yeah, they have to
there.
Make you feel a certain way, mm-hmm. you know? But I did hear that, you know, my mom was telling me about it. There is some books that that she read when she was like, you know, in her teenage years, where she was like, "Holy shit, this is one scary fucking book." Like the type that you want to put in a freezer, you know?
Horror.
Friends reference.
Horror books like IT is making to a movie. Very scary.
See, I haven't. We have a poster of the clown hanging up in our office right now because of Halloween, but like I never watched the movies, never nor read the books.
Sam.
So I don't really know.
I
I
don't
think
like horror, to be honest.
I like to watch it. I just don't like to
Yeah.
read about it.
I don't like to watch it either. I never watch horror or read it. I
No.
just don't like that. Well, think about books. Some because we talk about like book with story and stuff, but sometimes it's not about that too. So for book, you can it's so much more, right? You can have a book talk about life. For example, The Power of Now is a book about meditation. So it's some book is talk about like a personal to improve like life instead of like telling a story. So for The Power of Now is it teach you how to do meditate, how to love yourself, how to get yourself into a level of calmness in a sense. That's one of the type of book I like to read too. It's kind of nice, to be honest. And then one of the book I would actually read almost like every single year once a time is Algorithm by like in real life. So let's talk about optimizing your life, to be honest. So when you buy a house, how many house you would watch or go to before you actually try to get the new house? How to apply for a job interview? How many job you would actually turn down before you accept the first job or whatever?
Oh, okay. Very cool.
So that's pretty cool. Like, and then the book talk about parking lot too. So how many parking lots would you get? Like, would you park in the front of the store or you put in the park in the back of the store? Because in the front of the store you have the risk of okay, there's no more parking space, and it's about optimizing your life, I guess. It's pretty cool. So they calculate like you should they calculate around like 33 or 34%. So for a job interview you should actually try to get three offer and determine like which offer actually good, and you have to turn down three offer first, and then after that, after three offer, then you go to the next one where you when the next like a job offer, if it's actually good, you have to take it right away. You don't go for the next one, so you stop. So it's kind of optimal stopping. So that's one of the book, and then I also read about like a book about astronomy. So a book about the star and stuff. So it show you like which star is supposed to be doing where and stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That could
So
be fun.
so. So for books, you don't have to just read about book with story, to be honest. You can read about a lot of different stuff.
I would also recommend coming with the same thing that Ki was talking about, like self-help books. I recently finished, and there is a YouTube audio book called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And that is a very interesting book because it teaches you of not living in the past and not living in the future, but simply enjoying the peace of presence.
Wait, was that the same book Keith just mentioned?
Yes. Oh,
Okay.
did you? I'm
Yeah.
so sorry.
Yeah, I was like, I think we literally were just talking about that one. But yeah, I've definitely heard that one. I didn't know
The
that
only
there was a
reason
YouTube.
I even knew about that book is because I was watching like self-help videos on like how to pick up chicks and get more
Oh my
confidence.
God. How
I mean, you gotta learn
dare
somewhere, you know,
you?
when you don't have a dad, you know, someone's gotta teach you this stuff.
To be
Like,
honest, my dad didn't teach me jack about like
okay,
take a cup
fine.
girl.
You know, I was like, I've been single for a while, so I'm like, maybe there's something wrong with what
Maybe
I'm doing. Let me check
it's
this out. Yeah, and this guy was just like talking to this girl about like this book, you know, and I was just like, oh, let me check out this book. And then I listened to it. And I was like, damn, that's a pretty good book. It's a powerful message.
It's a pretty good book, but sometimes I feel like life is so hard. at some point. It's so stressed
mm-hmm.
that you even do you at the most, man, and you try to get rid of it. It's very hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the environment around you, it creates so many things that actually just pull you in. And you actually can use the power of present to get rid of it. It would be nice. But otherwise, damn, it's going to be a very hard job to
yeah, to that definitely sounded like a utopian book, though. Like, it's not, I don't think it's plausible for everyday living. Because if you have no one in your life at all, right, mm-hmm. then I could see how you could do what he did, you know, because, like, you have no one.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you have family that you have to take care of, you know, if you have, like, someone important in your life, then you can't just be like, I'm joyful all the time, you know, like, I'm always happy because, you know, it's me and I'm thinking about it and stuff like that. You know, there's always going to be something that happens where you're like, holy shit, you know?
No, absolutely.
That's what life is about,
I guess.
But, I mean, the books was trying to persuade you something else, to be honest. I don't know. I try to practice it almost every day to see, like, how it changed my life. I mean, it helped me get through stress and stuff like that, but otherwise, I still need to do a lot more practice. It's about practice, to be honest. Anything. Just practice it.
Yeah.
Well, one of the book I would recommend to you is The Book of Joy, The Lasting Happiness from Dalai Lama. So the Buddhists and the Catholic come together, like the monks from both sides come together and wrote this book. It shows you the happiness, a way to find happiness. So in the book, it talk about Dalai Lama. He's the leader of Tibet when he was got exiled. Because China just took over the country,
mm-hmm.
and how he's deal with it, stuff like that, and then talk about the Catholic Church when they have like a massacre and stuff like that. Yeah, it's talk about how they deal with it, about life.
Interesting.
And both of them is pretty chill. I think, to be honest, they both pretty funny.
Funny.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise That's for the book. I mean, you have a lot of different type of book you could read. You could read about history. You could read about news story, epic fantasy,
mm-hmm.
changing life. And some of the book is pretty weird too. I read about book about using drugs to change your mind.
To change, like, your mind?
Your mind.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. Like, this guy was try every single kind of drugs they eat to change their mind, to make sure to it's like a study. And halfway through the book, I was like, that's it.
That's it for me.
Yep. This guy is just way, like, way too wacky. But people actually read it a lot, so I don't know. And they, from the book, they actually do a study now mm-hmm. to using mushroom to change microdose, to change your mind, to treat depression, anxiety, and stuff like that. It's pretty cool, but still, I'm not going to read that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that would be interested in things like that, or, I mean, just maybe out of pure curiosity, like, you know, you never know.
Sorry, go ahead, finish the talk.
You go ahead, I'm good.
Oh, okay. I was just going to add, before we moved on too far, for the history stuff that Keith was talking about. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys would be interested, but if you guys do want to read some history books, I think Alexandre Dumas is a really good French writer. He's written The Three Musketeers, many of you know, and I don't know if many people know about Count Monte Cristo, but, like, if you're into, like, revenge and, I don't know, like, turning your situation around and stuff like that, that's a really good book.
Interesting.
Called Count Monte Cristo by Alexandre Dumas. So you guys could check that out and let us know what you guys think. Oof. If you guys do read it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also you can read about business too. They have a lot of book about how to improve your business. Like, one of the book I read was 0 to 1. Very short book.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Peter Thiel, the billionaire. He was he was creating PayPal and how he used PayPal to do a lot of different stuff, to be honest. So he sees how you create a startup from nothing and to something. To be honest, it's gonna take you the whole life for you to enjoy these hobbies. These hobbies sometimes is expensive, sometimes it's not, but depending on how you choose it, right? For listening, if you don't have time and you at work, if you have to do a lot of different stuff and you don't have time to focus, sit down, read book, you can listen. It's like for Autumn, he got like a house with like sunroof and raining, whatever it is. Just sit down with your towel or your blanket, just read the book. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Damn, so, you're actually making me want to read a book right now.
Yeah, it's.
I think it's a one of the best tech we ever created was book, because
yeah, absolutely.
Because sometimes life is very hard, and you want to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sci-fi, fantasy, or a book that could bring you to a different world, and you can live in there. And sometimes, like, book can help you improve in life, and that's one of the book I would talk about. Power of Now, or any self-improved book where you struggle with your life and you want to get better of it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes sense.
Yep. I mean, that's a lot of things. And you can learn a lot of things from books, too. History, science.
Guys, thanks you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. I'm gonna stop recording now.
Yeah.
Okay, I was like,
you're supposed to do that after you say bye.
Oh, it's okay. We can cut it.
Oh my
god. I think it'll be funny if you keep it. I bet you 10 bucks you won't keep it.